streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It's hour two. It's a Friday. We're packed today. Next hour, Andy Reid of the Chief stops by live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. A lot of choices out there. Appreciate you stopping by. Alex Curry's joining me. I will be off all next week, heading to Italy for the first time with my wife. Can't wait. I'm going phones off. You're not going to see me for a week. Not that I'm going undercover. I'm just going down to the basement.
This is literally like your last day of school before summer break.
It's actually what it is.
It is. It's exactly what it is. But don't worry. The show's going to be in good hands. Joy Taylor and I are going to pull down the fort all next week.
So I want to do a little football before my next guest. So I've said before, when Brady went to Tampa, even without a pandemic, they won the Super Bowl. It took them about 6 weeks to get it right, 7 weeks, because they had no camp. So then Stafford, who did have a camp, went to the Rams, and they were great the first game. I think Russell Wilson's going to go to Denver. First week, they're going to be great. They're going to look as good as any team in the NFL. I think they're the second-best team this morning in the NFL to Buffalo, and then I think it's Rams, Kansas City, Tampa, all that stuff. Peyton Manning, former Bronco quarterback, still lives in Colorado, was talking about a big advantage Russell has going to Denver.
Oh, I think he's off to a fast start in talking to him. I do think it's an advantage for Russell to be coming in with a new coaching staff, because everybody's learning, and Russell is going to know this offense better than anybody. So I think Russell's at a real advantage where they're learning Coach Hackett's offense together, figuring out what works and what doesn't work. And I think he's going to be great, obviously, for our young receivers. And like all Broncos fans, excited to see him get to work this fall.
Yeah, and it's interesting. So they call these things, Fox Bet, FanDuel, they call them future bets. And so you bet the win total. Like a FanDuel or a Fox Bet will give you a win total, 10 wins, 10 and a half wins, 11. Do you bet the under or the over? Now, most fans always, because they're optimistic and hopeful, bet the over. That's kind of a sucker bet. Everybody bets the over. I tend to bet the under simply because I've been told for years betting the over is a sucker bet. And I don't want to be a sucker, so I tend to bet the under. I think Denver is the one over I like. Their number is 10.5. I love the over. And I'll give you an example. Here's some unders that I think are obvious. Dallas is a 10.5. That's their future bet. That's their win total. I think it's the easiest under in the NFL. I think Philadelphia's better. Washington's better at the most important position, quarterback. And Brian Daboll will make Daniel Jones more competent. So I think their division, all three teams are better. I think Dallas lost so much production, they are going to be far less productive both sides of the ball. They have to cross their fingers that Michael Gallup comes back off that torn ACL. Otherwise, it's CeeDee Lamb and not much else. So I think under 10.5 for the Cowboys, that's the easiest under bet. Seahawks, 6.5. That's the second most obvious under bet. First of all, they're going with a quarterback who, in my opinion, Drew Lock is a backup, and or if not Geno Smith, who's absolutely a backup. So in that division, with that schedule, forget it. Under 6.5 for the Seahawks, that is an easy under. Baltimore, 9.5, I could go either way. It feels like an under if Deshaun Watson is not suspended by the league. Deshaun, Joey Burrow, Pittsburgh's defense is as good as any in the league right now. Getting to 10 wins for Baltimore is going to be hard. They don't have any receivers right now. They lost Hollywood Brown, and that was Lamar's best friend. So they just don't have the playmakers up the field. I think that other teams in their division do. But Denver, to me, is the easiest over. Here's why. So if you look at their schedule, six of their opponents, the Texans, the Niners, the Jets, the Seahawks, the Titans, the Panthers, we don't like their quarterback situation. Like Russell's going to have a significant quarterback advantage going into the game. Some of those will be home, some away. So they're going to win those games. They're also not going to get swept by their division. Let's say they split with the Raiders, split with Kansas City, split with the Chargers. There's three more wins. Now we're at 9. Well, I'm going to go where they're going to beat the Jags, even though I like their quarterback. They're not in a rebuilding mode. So, all right, there's 10-3. And then do I think they could also potentially beat the Colts? Yes. Beat Arizona? Yes. Beat the Rams? Yes. Beat the Ravens? Yes. To me, Denver's the over at 10.5. It seems to me 11 is guaranteed. 12, 13 feel strongly about, and I wouldn't be shocked if they were 14-3. They're not going to sweep through their division. I think their losses could be like to the Rams and a couple of teams in their division. But they're not getting swept by anybody. As good as Kansas City is, they're not sweeping Denver. So there you go. I'm talking future bets today in the herd. I'll take the over on the Broncos, the under on the Cowboys, the under on the Seahawks, my gut feeling under on the Ravens. And I even like the Ravens, but that division now is stacked. Rick Bucher's joining us as the playoff action gets started tonight again. Last night was a rare night off. By the way, Vogel got fired, according to The Athletic, because he couldn't make Russell Westbrook work. And I thought, man, being an NBA coach is a rough, rough job. What did you make of that story out there by The Athletic?
If that's why he got fired, then he has a case to recoup his money or to get his job back, because that seems to be wholly unfair. You're going to give a defensive-minded coach, a coach whose expertise is on the defensive end, you're going to say that you weren't able to make it work with a guy who is an offensive player and hasn't been a good defensive player for years. That's why you got fired. I mean, this entire roster was built from an offensive standpoint. You saw what Frank Vogel was able to do when you gave him defensive-minded players. He won a championship in the bubble or whatever. So to me, I'm not putting it, whether it's the relationship with Russ Westbrook or anything else, this is not on Frank Vogel. It was a poorly constructed team, and it was a poorly constructed team, especially for a coach like Frank Vogel.
Dylan Brooks suspended for game three against the Warriors. I kind of defended him on the foul. I said, I know it's a flagrant. I get it. I don't like the result of the foul. But I think Memphis was trying to kind of put a stake in the sand and say, we're not going to be intimidated by you guys. Draymond Green did his thing. Our tough guy is going to do our thing. And we're the youngest team left in the playoffs. You're the old guys, the elder statesmen. We're not going to be intimidated in this series at all. That was my take, wrong or right. What do you make of the suspension? Fair or not? Your thoughts?
I'm okay with a one-game suspension. I'm not in the crowd of people who are saying, oh, it should have been much more. It was so egregious. This is the thing that Gary Payton has to understand, first of all, starting with Gary Payton. And I appreciate that even his dad said, look, if he tried to dunk on me and clown me the way he has some guys, I would be going after him. This is the distinction between dunking on somebody and dunking on somebody and clowning on them. You can do that during the regular season, and you might get away with it. But in game one, he dunked on Desmond Bane, and he's being slick and not tapping his head, which is now a taunting penalty, and he kind of goes to tap it, and then he scratches it, and he gets away with it. But the message is still sent. I'm clowning you. I just dunked on you. That works in the regular season. When you're playing in a playoff game, you don't go on to the next city and play the next team. You play that very same team. And Dylan Brooks is cut from the same cloth as Draymond Green. He really is their fire starter. He's their emotional leader. Ja Morant handles a big part of that. But Dylan Brooks is, for lack of another term, he's their enforcer. So it surprised me not at all that he would be the guy to say, look, you're not going to dunk and clown on us in this series. You got away with it in game one. We're going to put a stop to it. It is unfortunate that Gary Payton got hurt. But I look at what Draymond Green did. Draymond Green hit Brandon Clark in the head on the first time, the first attempt, and then yanked him by the jersey, pulled him down on the second attempt. He deserved his flagrant too. And I would say that the yanking a guy out of the air by his jersey, maybe not as I hate to use the word dirty, because part of the whole Dylan Brooks timing was, you can see he's got a beat on him from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And Ja Morant gets in Gary Payton's way, and so he ends up not dunking, and Dylan just comes in and says, I'm not going to let you get anything here. So, I'm not going to defend it, but I certainly understand it.
So, it's interesting. We're getting a sense, and it's fairly clear, that, and this is what happens at 32 or 33 years old when a pro athlete neglects his game, his body, or both. They fall off a cliff pretty fast. James Harden is now not nearly as dynamic as he was even a year ago, and it's obvious. He's never been a grinder like a D. Wade or a LeBron in the offseason or a Brady or Russell Wilson. Okay, so this is what he is now. He's a three. And there's a situation now that what do they do with him? So Daryl Morey likes him and gave up stuff for him. I made the argument yesterday. What did you give up? A lousy late first round pick. Ben Simmons was addition by subtraction. Andre Drummond's a backup center. And Seth Curry's a nice rotational pick. I could not sign James Harden to a long contract. I just could not do it. I think the core, Maxey, Tobias, Embiid is fantastic. I want flexibility. I want a bench. I'd let Harden go before I would do it. And I know everybody thinks it's nuts.
Ooh.
I know. But this team has no bench. And if they sign him, zero flexibility. I couldn't sign Harden. And I liked him. I liked the trade. What do you do if you're Philly?
Colin, you are clearly already on vacation because you're thinking in a perfect world. In a perfect world, we just go to Italy and we turn the phone off. That's not the world that Daryl Morey is living in right now. Usually in situations like this, when you make a trade for a player like James Harden, who is on the cusp of signing a new big deal, the agreement is already there in terms of what he's going to get. Now, it may be buyer beware at this point, and Daryl Morey may be regretting whatever promises he may have made, but I dare say the promise has already been made that James Harden is going to be taken care of. And that's where the game inside the game becomes difficult, because if you turn and change your mind on that, that hurts Daryl Morey going forward with any other stars that he may be, or agents that he may be negotiating with. So you're right. I wouldn't sign him to a long-term deal. But if you've already made that promise, it's awfully difficult to go back on it. And it puts the Philadelphia 76ers in a world of hurt. There's no question about that.
So, finally, I like the Phoenix Suns to beat Dallas. Luka's remarkable, but the other day I said he reminds me of a stronger, bigger James Harden. His ball usage...
Come on, Colin!
He is literally...
That's harsh.
I know, but he initiates contact. He's physically banging on people. He has the ball in his hands, and then by the end of games and the end of series, he's shot. I mean, he's literally a defensive liability.
Yeah.
And as great as he is, 4 or 5 years ago, we were saying Harden was better than Kobe if you looked analytically. So don't forget how great Harden was. He was literally dominating. We had to change rules for him. And so I look at Luka, and I'm like, folks, you can't – he initiates too much contact. He's banging around. End of games, he's a liability. What do you do if you're Dallas with Luka's style? Do other players want to play with him? Because you can't. He needs a dominant. He needs a great two and a really strong three.
Look, it's fair, and you bring up a fair point. Well, the first thing is you said analytically cases are being made, and as soon as you say the cases are being made from analytics, we're off the rails. Okay, no sensible argument starts with analytics. Analytics may support one, but you don't start there. And that's where we get into trouble. Look, he's only in his fourth year. He's what? 20? He's in his early 20s.
23 or 24.
Can we slow down on the expectations that he's... Who do we expect? Who have we expected at age 24 to be playing for titles? Yes, he needs more help. Yes, he needs to be in good shape from the beginning. Yes, he needs to utilize the pieces around him better, which I saw him do with this team, and I've seen him do with his national team. So I know he's capable of it. I believe the mindset of Luka Doncic is, and why I take exception to the comparison with James Harden, although everything you said is accurate, that's a ton of similarities, is the mindset. I believe that Luka Doncic will do what is necessary to develop his defensive skills, to be in shape, to figure out how to use the pieces around him to win a championship. I just always got the sense from the second that James Harden didn't want to stay in Oklahoma City because he was going to be in a complimentary role, that it wasn't about winning championships. It was, I want to be a star, and I want the ball in my hands. I believe Luka will make those adjustments, but all of my media brethren who every preseason have him as the MVP favorite, you're setting him up to fail because you're setting the bar way too high for where he and the Dallas Mavericks are. And by the way, it's a Dallas Mavericks team that's won one championship 12 years ago in their history. So this idea that Luka Doncic is failing if he's not competing for a championship is simply setting the bar too high too soon.
So it's public now, of course, everything with the Lakers is that Phil Jackson is being consulted in the search, which I think is interesting because LeBron's camp, they are not fans of Phil Jackson. I don't know if Phil cares much about them either, but there's, you know, there's an understanding in the league, public thing a few years ago, something Phil had said, it really bothered LeBron and his camp. And so everybody in the league knows that, and the Lakers are still consulting Phil Jackson. Am I reading into this right that the Lakers are saying, we're taking back our franchise and we really don't care if it bothers you? I mean, otherwise you'd keep it private, wouldn't you? And isn't that the message? That's what I'm gleaning from it.
I don't know that I think it would be really difficult to keep that private, especially with the close relationship that Jeannie and Phil have. And I started laughing when you mentioned this simply because LeBron James holds grudges like nobody else. He can be really petty. I mean, we're talking about a comment that Phil Jackson made, 8-10 years ago, and that's going to get in the way. I would hope that if Phil Jackson can help them find a head coach that can figure this mess out, that would be something that LeBron James would want. I don't know that you can find a coach that can figure this mess out. Because championships is where we set the bar with LeBron and with the Lakers. And with I look at how they're constituted at the present, and I look at where LeBron James is in his abilities and his career, I don't see any way in which they get there. And it's where we started with Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel is not the reason they didn't make the playoffs. He's not the reason that they didn't contend for a title. LeBron James is no longer at his peak, and this is a poorly constructed roster. And they're tied up, so they don't have a whole lot of assets to change it in a hurry. I just don't see any way out. Can they be a playoff team next year? Sure. Can they compete for a title? I don't see that happening again anytime soon.
Good stuff. Rick Bucher. Have a great weekend. I'm going to have a great week. I hope you do.
Hey! You, yeah. I have a guess. I'm guessing yours is going to be better than mine, but you deserve it.
Thank you.
Have a good time, Kyle.
All right, Bukes. Thanks. Appreciate it, buddy. I haven't eaten dinner the last two nights because I know all I'm going to do for 7 days is eat. So I literally last two nights.
No, you didn't.
No, last two nights, I'm like, I got to shrink my stomach a little. Otherwise, I'll come back and it'll just be.
But if you shrink it, then you can't eat as much. Well, you got to build up.
Yeah, I know Ryan's looking at me. So my whole takeaway is all I'm going to do for a week is eat and drink.
And drink wine.
And so my takeaway is the last two nights, I thought it's time to cut a little weight because I am going to eat 6,000 calories of pasta a night for a week.
But you're going to walk a lot.
All right.
It's a ton of walking. Florence is a walking city.
I like to nap after I eat. I don't see that happening.
It's all going to happen. It's all going to be amazing.
Ryan is just mystified by my angle on life. He's looking at me like, I don't understand.
Have you consulted with the doctor on if this theory is proven true, or you just decided that not eating
it's a crash diet?
During the COVID, I found out that I was an epidemiologist.
You did your own research.
I did my own research. I don't need anybody else.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
USFL action continues tonight as the Philadelphia Stars battle the Michigan Panthers at 10 Eastern on FS1. Then tomorrow at 7 Eastern on Fox, Todd Haley's Tampa Bay Bandits take on Skip Holtz and the Birmingham Stallions.
By the way, Tom Brady has the NFL's best-selling merchandise in 2021, which is kind of remarkable to me. There's all these dynamic, flashy, fun, likable quarterbacks out there, and he is still number one. Kyler Murray's only 24th. Dak, the quarterback of America's team, is only 6th. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay has a massive national following, is 9th. Tom Brady's number one with Tampa, that doesn't even have a national brand. So it's crazy to me. It really is. His ability, I think a lot of it is, I mean, here's what's even nuttier. In New England, his last several years, when that offense got really boring, he was number one or number two. Didn't everybody after 17 years have a Tom Brady Patriot jersey? Didn't everybody? Like, I get Tampa the first year. But and by the way, the NBA ratings have spiked this year, and LeBron's not in them. And I believe a lot of it is LeBron fatigue, is that the NBA is very good at introducing new stars. We like new stories, and there's so many fun young players that the NBA ratings are up without LeBron. Brady remains a huge TV draw. The biggest draw in the league is the Cowboys. The second biggest draw in the league, I think, is Brady. So is some of this, I think, and I just conjecture here, he's looser, he's funnier, he's more likable, he's embraced sort of social media. But even social media has some limitations. People who are rock stars on Twitter get TV shows and nobody watches. So Twitter has absolute limitations. There's very little crossover Twitter to real life. It's fascinating to me that the quarterback for Dallas is 6th. For the Packers, he's a rock star, is 9th. And he still sells more jerseys than Patrick Mahomes, who's a much more dynamic quarterback, more fun, great personality. Everybody loves him. He's an endorsement stud. Brady has just worn incredibly well. And you just don't get that a lot. Like, there's usually, you know, you see this in the NBA. After about 6 or 7 years, people get tired of a dynasty, right? Like, they want, the reason that the Laker Magic dynasty lasted so long and was so popular for so long is simultaneously there was a Celtics dynasty. So it would go back and forth, good guy, bad guy, left coast, right coast, Magic, Bird. So they didn't dominate forever. It was like some years it was a Magic year, some years it was a Bird year. And so there was this constant struggle between the two. So that one lasted like 12 years, and the NBA flourished. The ratings were huge. But, you know, I think people were starting to tire after like two championships of Durant, Steph, and Clay. By, like, after the second championship, there was a fatigue. Like, okay, we're over this. Shaq and Kobe, I think, could have lasted longer simply because Shaq was such a gigantic personality and such a unique body type. And he was doing movies. He was everything. But Brady has lasted now. It's 22 years. In the last 20, he's been a rock star and still is beating Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there's no end in sight. It's rare. Alex with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Seahawks have Drew Lock, Geno Smith, and Jacob Eason as their quarterback options following their loss of Russell Wilson. There were rumors that they could be interested in Baker, but a trade never came together. And Pete Carroll said the team is keeping their options open, but he doesn't envision them adding anyone to their quarterback room this year.
We're always competing. I'm not saying anything you didn't think I was going to say, but that's always been the way we've operated, and it fits again. So we're looking. I don't see us, you know, making a trade for anybody at all. I don't see that happening. But we're certainly going to continue to be open to the chances to help our club, and meanwhile we're just going to be battling and competing our tails off. But that, you know, there's always a possibility. So we keep open to that.
Now, Seattle is too smart. Pete's too smart to think, yeah, Drew Lock and Geno Smith are going to beat the Rams Arizona, Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
They know this. So yeah. Seattle has driven me nuts the last several years, but I thought they had a great free agent, great draft. Mm-hmm. That was as good a draft the Seahawks has had in years. They're rebuilding their offensive line, their tackles, their running game. I think it's the thing to do. What Seattle is doing is clearing the decks. Dwayne Brown will probably be gone. Bobby Wagner gone. Russell gone. They'll re-sign DK Metcalf because you need a star. And what they're going to do is be really bad for a year, get either C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. There's six quarterbacks that will be drafted in the first round in that category. So Seattle is going to be one of the bottom six or seven teams in the league. All those teams do not need quarterbacks. If Davis Mills is good for the Texans, because they won't be a great team, but a lot of people think they may buy into Davis Mills, cross them off the list. Giants will go get another quarterback. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting to a saturation point. Pittsburgh just drafted Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
So, you know, there's maybe New Orleans, if Taysom Hill and Jameis don't work. So Seattle's got I always say this, if you're going to be bad, have a plan.
Yeah.
They absolutely do, and I think it's the right plan.
And it seems like they know what they're doing this year. They're going to run it with Drew Lock. We know what he is. We've seen what he's done. He's not going to transform a franchise. According to Fox Bet Sportsbook, as we were talking about before, Seattle's over-under is at 6.5 games, so everyone knows what they're going to be this year. And hopefully they get someone next year. All right, let's move to Baker Mayfield's future, who is still in limbo as he waits for a trade from the Browns. The options are limited with very few teams still on the quarterback market and during the draft. Carolina was talking with Cleveland about acquiring him, but the two sides never got close to a deal. The issue was reportedly that neither team wanted to pay the majority of his nearly $19 million salary for the 2022 season. Now, sadly, Baker created this unfortunate situation with how he reacted to another unfortunate situation. Now, the thing is, the only thing we have control over is how you react to something.
Right.
And everyone sees how you react. It's a show of your character, and it reflects who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And he did not react well.
Yeah, I mean, Baker tends to be somebody that he wants the final word on stuff, and sometimes you have to fall on the sword and just eat it. And that's not his personality. For years I've believed he's a linebacker playing quarterback. Linebackers, he's a cornerback. He's a receiver playing quarterback where he's impulsive. He's very emotional. And there is real value. Jay Cutler was like this. He would just tell you what he thought in the moment. There's real value at this position to just like sometimes not say what you think. You don't have to show me on Twitter what you're eating for breakfast. I don't want to see it. And I don't need to hear what you think when you're upset as a quarterback. Just internalize it, scream at home, but too often he reacts to things and it just lets it fly. And everybody sees that, and it's combative, and people don't want combative quarterbacks. They just don't want them.
And a perfect example of how to handle an unfortunate situation was how Jimmy G handled the situation this year. They drafted his replacement. They were talking about how he's going to get traded almost the entire season. He showed up, he did his job, and he brought the team to the playoffs.
If Jimmy Garoppolo didn't have the surgery, he'd be traded.
Yeah.
Multiple teams would take Jimmy because you can bend him into your culture.
Mm-hmm.
Baker is his own culture.
And he's talked about now how hard this last season was, but he still showed up to work every day and he gave it his best effort. All right, moving on. The Colts were knocked out of the postseason with a brutal loss to the Jaguars in the last game of the year. Carson Wentz did not play well, but it may not have mattered for his future in Indy. Colts GM Chris Ballard said making the playoffs would not necessarily have guaranteed Wentz a spot on the team in 2022.
I think we still would have had some hard discussions. Just the way we played down the stretch, we knew we needed to make some improvements in that area. And look, the one thing I think Jim and I and Frank, we're all pretty good at is like when we know something's not a good fit, don't just try to justify it. Let's move forward. We all know we're going to get egg on our face. That is what it is. I mean, but at the end of the day, it's about doing the right thing for the organization. So I think even if we would have ended up in the playoffs, we would have had some hard discussions going forward.
Well, Matt Ryan's a good acquisition. I liked it.
And the sign of a good business is knowing when something's not working, acting facts, and fixing it.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's a business deal.
Yeah. Don't double down on stuff if it doesn't work. Bail quickly, move on, create clarity, fix it.
Done.
Alex for the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Want to shop, finance, purchase your next car? Go to driveway.com. All inspected by experts. No haggle prices. Driveway.com. Auto done easy. Jason McIntyre. He comes on at the last segment of our show every week. We're moving him up because next hour we have Andy Reid stopping by and Mark Sanchez. Ooh. So what we do is a former newspaper guy that he does headlines and he predicts headlines of the future, and he has a bizarre accuracy rate.
This is what I do.
This is many people think it's nonsense and tomfoolery and hijinks, but it does. You go out on the limb on a lot of stories. Yeah.
I'm in the grocery store the other day, and I walk by this guy, and he stares at me, and I go to the checkout line. He's waiting there for me. Tomorrow's headlines today with Cowherd. I love it. Tells me about how he goes to Vegas. People love this segment. It's kind of popular.
I love this segment. Yes. All right, let's go. Tomorrow's headlines today. Heat Sixers, what's the headline going to be?
Well, this one's obvious. You saw the good news, potentially. Joel Embiid may return tonight. He passed concussion protocol. The headline will be falling on Harden times. I'm sorry, James Harden has been brutal in this series. He's the reason they're struggling. Colin, do you remember that Seinfeld episode where George comes running out of the bathroom, his pants are at his ankles,
yeah.
He falls down, and Jerry goes, and you want to be my latex salesman? I just wonder if the 76ers are looking at Harden saying, and you want $200 million? Colin, he's their fourth leading scorer in the playoffs. Fourth! This is a guy who 2 years ago, you were doing segments like, is he as good offensively as Michael Jordan? Remember, he was scoring like 35 a game, and now he just can't get by anybody. You just watch these highlights, and you're like, the Heat have solved him so easily. It's like the Wordle, when it went to the New York Times, how easier it got. Like, James Harden is so simple to solve right now. Look at P.J. Tucker, who has a sneaker collection, is like 37 years old, is locking down Harden. I think the Heat sweep him, Colin.
All right. Tomorrow's headlines today... Suns at Mavericks. By the way, New York Times bought Wordle for $3 million. I could not believe that.
Yeah.
$44 billion for Twitter.
Guy made it.
$3 million for Wordle?
The guy created it for his girlfriend. I play it every morning with a bunch of friends. At any rate, I'm all in on the Mavericks, Colin. I like Luka Doncic. He's the man. The headline will be Maverick Luka gets his goose in Brunson. Little play on the new Top Gun movie that's coming back. I know you're going to see it with your guy, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
This is a great night to bet Jalen Brunson, Colin. 25.5 points, rebounds, and assists is his total. He's going to go off tonight. They go home, and listen, I know you were crushing Luka. Defensively, he's an embarrassment, and you compared him to Harden. Listen, I love your segments. That got me worked up at home, okay? They got me a little fired up because the better comparison for Luka offensively is Michael Jordan, and the numbers bear it out.
No,
he offensively gets everybody involved. He's unstoppable. Defensively is a bit of an issue, but Jalen Brunson is the guy to watch tonight. He goes home. I also bet the Mavericks first quarter, if you're interested, before you get on a plane for your trip. I think you're going to want to bet Jalen Brunson and the Mavs tonight. I like Dallas to win and make this series interesting. It's not over, folks.
Yeah, I disagree strongly. Tomorrow's headlines today, although I do think Dallas can win game three. Grizzlies, Warriors, what is your headline?
This is the most popular series
on
the internet, on cable TV. The headline will be Splash Zone. Warriors, live it up, poolside. They're going home. They get right. I like Golden State a lot in this one. I think people are overreacting to their struggles down the stretch. Remember, they led by four with 4 minutes left, okay? This should be 2-0 Golden State. I know Memphis fans don't like to hear that. Ja Morant went volcanic at the end of the game. He was incredible. He is a sensational player. I know your wife doesn't know who Ja Morant is. My kids probably wouldn't know him if he delivered a pizza to our house.
Yeah.
Like, he's not at that star level. His play-wise, he's incredible. But we're talking about the Warriors shooting, I think, 8-for-37 from deep. They missed all these open shots.
Everybody was cold. The whole roster was cold.
And I'll tell you right now, if you want a sleeper for a guy to watch tonight, Jonathan Kuminga, the young kid.
Ooh, love him.
He is spicy. Ja Morant talked trash to him in game one, like, he can't guard me. And Kuminga goes home, gets the crowd behind him. I like Golden State a lot in game three.
Jonathan Kuminga is a classic Warrior. You're not going to know. They'll draft him. They'll hide him for a year and a half. By the end of next year, you'll be like, he's interesting. He's 6'7", 220, incredibly twitchy and athletic. Glad you have your eye on him.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's headlines today, Celtics-Bucks.
Yeah, this has been a sleepy series because the Bucks blasted them in game one, and Boston did the same in game two. If you're looking for an upset, Colin, the headline will be better Buck. Next time, Celtics take game three.
Hmm.
I'm just going to say, Giannis needs Middleton back. He's officially been ruled out for games three and four. And you saw the real Milwaukee Bucks in game two. Like, it's Giannis against the world. And I'm sorry, but Grayson Allen, he's not making five threes. And Bobby Portis, I think Boston defensively has figured out, listen, we're going to let Giannis eat. We're not letting these guys, Pat Connaughton, hit open threes. And if you lock them down, Giannis will go for 40. I like Boston in game three. They're still the favorites, I think, to come out of the East, Colin. Would you agree? Boston Celtics?
Well, I said I think it's a seven-gamer. I'd probably take Giannis. But suspect that Middleton will play in game 6 and 7.
Oh, well, that would be huge for Milwaukee if he's back. Because offensively, you saw, like, Drew Holiday's not a 25-point a game guy.
No, you can get 18 from Drew. The difference is Drew's not going to give you 24 a game. That's just not who he is.
Boston shot terribly in game 1. They bounced back in game 2. And I just don't think Milwaukee has the offensive firepower outside Giannis. This is a game to watch for sure. Game 3.
Yeah, but it's a go either way series. Yeah. All right. Let's do some football.
Yes.
Niners reportedly aren't sold on Trey Lance. What's the headline for the Niners' starting quarterback spot? This is juicy.
Yeah, remember Shanahan. Shanahan versus Lynch and the chatter before last draft. The headline will be, gee, maybe we should just keep Jimmy? Listen, I know he had the surgery out for 6 weeks, can't throw a football. But, Colin, even if he were okay right now, who's going after Jimmy G? Like, name one person who's going after him at this stage in the game. It's pretty clear he's going back to San Francisco. The real question is, like, who wins the starting job? And, by the way, it looks like Deebo Samuel's not getting moved. You know he's tight with Jimmy Garoppolo. They're best buddies. I can see Jimmy G starting week one, and then you get the, well, wait a sec, why did we draft this guy in Trey Lance? It's almost like the kid in Green Bay who they drafted when they had Aaron Rodgers.
Jordan Love.
Like, why did we draft Jordan Love? Like, 2 years later, he's not playing. People aren't even talking about Jordan Love. They have no receivers, but they got Jordan Love. I know you're a Trey Lance guy. This is a tough, complicated situation, but if you want to have a chance to get out of the NFC, you've got to start Jimmy G.
No, you and I agree on this. They're telling you what they think of Trey Lance by not moving him the minute the season ended. All right. Finally, Russell Wilson looks very strong at Broncos practice. Tomorrow's headlines today. Denver Broncos headline this season. Love this team.
Yeah, I do. I do as well, Colin. I wrote a piece for Fox Sports about it. I'm a little gushy. I know you guys have the bromance, you and Russell Wilson, and I kind of look like him, which is why we're friends. The headline will be, Russ has Denver on a Rocky Mountain High.
Yes.
A little John Denver action there. Listen, everything lines up for Russell Wilson to have a lot of success. We know he's a great deep ball thrower, right? And he's got Jerry Jeudy, Hamler, the speedsters to get under the passes in the thin Rocky Mountain air. Colin, Hackett is the key, right? The offensive coordinator.
He really is.
But remember, when he was in Green Bay, Rodgers had struggled a bit with McCarthy, and that's why they ended up drafting Jordan Love. Hackett fixes Rodgers 2 MVP awards. I'm not saying Russell Wilson is on that trajectory, but I think Hackett is a smart enough, young enough guy who's willing to make Russ kind of the quarterback that he was early in his career. But if you look back at Seattle, they, for some reason, were hell-bent on running the football. Schottenheimer and Pete Carroll, for whatever reason, wanted to run, and they didn't let Russ cook. That was a big narrative. I think if we let Russ drop back with these four receivers and the two tight ends, Colin, this is a team that I think wins the AFC. Remember, Kansas City in their division, they got worse. Don't tell me that losing Kyree Kill is going to make them better. Right now, if they lose Travis Kelce to an injury who I think turns 31 or 32, like, what's their offense?
Yeah, I think these are legitimate questions. I think I said this week I did a post-draft, post-free agency herd hierarchy. Buffalo 1, Denver 2.
Yeah, and remember, Matt Stafford goes from the Lions to the Rams. I think the market underestimated the impact of Stafford. They win the Super Bowl. Like, Stafford was outstanding.
Week one, they were good.
They were awesome right out of the gate. I think Denver, I can't wait for the schedule release, by the way. Like, I'm very excited for this because you're going to tell a lot by the schedule. Remember Denver, that big advantage at home in September. I think the market is going to undervalue Russell Wilson and Denver a little bit, and there's going to be some value in them early.
So 10.5 is their over-under. I said earlier today it's my favorite over because they have six iffy quarterbacks on their schedule out of their division.
Okay.
The best under, Dallas is 10.5. Now think about this. Philly got better. Daboll makes Daniel Jones somewhat better.
Okay.
Carson Wentz makes them better. Like him or not, he's better than what Taylor Heinicke. And Dallas lost massive production at wide receiver. Amari and Cedric Wilson.
By the way, Randy Gregory now in Denver, defensive end replacing Von Miller. So, yeah, I like the under on Dallas. That's a good call by you.
Yeah.
A rare good call, Cowherd, by you.
Also, Seattle 6.5 under. They're telling you with Geno and Drew Locke, we want a quarterback next year.
Yeah, and they play the AFC West schedule.
Thank
so that's
you.
Four losses.
No.
And that, in the division, you may
they're
win
They're not winning
one?
A game in their division.
Probably not.
No. No, I mean, I looked at our schedule. Seattle under 6.5 and Dallas under 10.5. Those are great under bets. You and I are aligned.
Yeah.
So do you think Boston wins that series?
Boston Celtics, yes, they will win the series. I'm sticking with them. Marcus Smart back tonight. And no Middleton's the key, Colin. Who's the second best player on Milwaukee.
Well, Drew Holiday.
All right, what's he giving you? He's just not. He's a defensive guy who's focused on Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
And sometimes I got to guard Tatum. It's tough, as we've seen, to play both ends.
Great seeing you again, buddy.
Yeah, man. Enjoy next week.
Saw Kevin Hart last night. Jason did with his beautiful wife. Yeah. Oh. Friendly reminder, 1-800-Flowers.com. Mother's Day is this Sunday. 1-800-Flowers.com. Code HERD to get $25 off 24 beautiful assorted roses. Mother's Day is Sunday. 1-800-Flowers.com. Got to put in the code to get the discount. H-E-R-D. Mark Sanchez, Andy Reid, next.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.